Here we are again. We are in the School of the Master. It's our lecture 19. A Master, I live in divine order. As Master, I live in divine order. As Master, I live in divine order. And this lecture comes from Leicester in England. As Master, I live in divine order. Here we are. We are in Leicester. It's a beautiful town in a beautiful country of England. And I have the privilege to live in Christie's home for, it's almost 10 days now, isn't it? Almost 2 weeks, really, that I live here. With a lovely little break in Nottingham in between. And we arrived back here in Christie's home in Leicester yesterday. And I have a habit. I have something that I love to do. It's for me, it's something beautiful to do. It's fun for me and it's how I express my happiness. I like to go for walks. I like to go for walks as often as I can. For sure, in the morning, if possible, in the evening, to do my affirmation and meditation walks. And when we arrived here the first time, I felt still as a visitor. So I asked a lot of questions about, you know, the surrounding. I was interested in it. Then I got a lot of lovingly meant suggestions. And then I mentioned at one stage that I like to go for walks. And oh, Anita, but watch where you're going for your walks and go where there's enough light and where there's people around. And I thought, oh, how loving. Yeah, that's all good. That's all good. And there was a particular walk where we passed by over a bridge and we saw it from the road, and I really was tempted to go on that walk since I arrived here, but I never went because I thought, just follow the suggestions and flow with it. But this morning, I went for my early morning walk. I walked over that particular bridge. I looked to my left and I saw the path along the river. And I thought, how wonderful. What a peaceful piece of walk in the middle of a big town. Leicester is actually big. And it's a very bubbling, humming town. Lots of life going on. So I automatically, naturally turned left and walked down the steps to that river walk. And I tell you something, all you people living in Leicester, you're really blessed with what you got here. That walk is magic. You're in the middle of town and it feels like you're somewhere out in the country, complete peace. The birds are singing like crazy. The river is flowing ever so gently. There is swans swimming on the river, little black and white ducks. I know they have another name. I'll tell you as soon as it comes to me. It's these special ducks with a white hood on. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. So I started walking that path and I had the first person that passed me was a young gentleman. He had earplugs in with music playing. I bet you he was on a meditation walk. He looked so peaceful. And he just quickly looked up when passing me, giving me a big smile and a nod. And you could see that he instantly sank back into his own meditation. And I met a couple of people on my path. And I just felt so happy and peaceful because I felt that I had finally, after these 10 days of staying here of Leicester, had made the town mine. Being the master that I am by seeing the town as it truly is. This town is the most beautiful place to live in. How well chosen, Christie. It's peaceful. The people are so friendly. Whomever you meet smiles at you and is friendly and talks to you if you want that to happen. So, after about 5 minutes of walking, suddenly the right side of the path opens up to like a, it almost looks like a big, big, long picnic area. And what the city has done, the whole slope that goes up to a fence, to an industrial area, is covered with wildflowers. I actually took some photos, and when you look at the photos alone, you think you're somewhere in a huge park, and you're actually in the middle of Leicester. And the flowers, they're beautiful. There's everything under the sun you can imagine would grow on a in a field out in the country. And while I was taking pictures of the flowers, I saw a gentleman approaching me. He was pretty far off still, and he had a dog with him. A real strong-looking, healthy dog. He had a head about as big as a football. Huge. And I looked at the dog quick, and I saw that he was checking me out. He was thinking about, shall I approach her or not? And I looked at the dog again, and he must have felt that I actually really love dogs. And you could see he instantly made a decision. Next thing I see, these big, bulky, strong dogs running towards me. And all I can think of it is that is a cuddly, loving, gentle dog. And I'm actually waiting till he reaches me so I can touch him. So he comes closer and closer, and I can see that his master watches me to see if I'm concerned about the dog approaching me. But I'm already halfway down on my knees to go, yay, come on, you're beautiful. And the dog stops in front of me and looks up to me, and his whole body is wiggling. Because all he wants to do is just say hi. Just love you to bits and pieces, because that's his nature. And seeing it in that dog, that's my nature. It's like me having taken charge as being my master self, to all I see in that powerful dog is a lover. And that's what he showed me. So I had this dog jumping around me, and he could hardly, it was like a little spring, he could hardly stay down on the floor because he so much wanted to just be around. And then his master approached, and his master is this big, strong guy, you know, all muscles, very tall, and it just suits his dog. They're like brothers. And he's standing, you know, this big muscled guy, and then everything in my mind could have done, watch out, you know? But why would I ever choose to have a thought like that? All I saw is, what a lovely dog. Gosh, that guy must be so nice. And actually, I thought for a moment, they almost look alike. And I mean that as a compliment. So the guy for me personated pure love too, as the dog did. So I said, hello, good morning. Am I right? Is that a Staffordshire Terrier? And he said, yes, yes, that's exactly what he is. By the way, his name is Charlie. I thought, what beautiful name for a puppy. And then the owner started to beam. Hey, he was all smiles. And he talked about his dog, how his dog just loves to approach people. And he always has to check the people out because he looks so big and chunky like his master. He looks like a powerful dog. That he always checks that people realize that he's a lover, and that's just his outer frame is so strong. And then the gentleman said to me, you know, he runs up to every person he meets, and I can't hold him back. And I realize I can't hold him back because it's just who he is. He wants to love people. The thing is, he also runs up to smaller people. And because he's so strong, he doesn't realize that he's actually pushing them over. So I could just visualize it. And he says, and that's why when I see small people, And you're a bit on the smallish side. I check if they can handle the dog. And if not, I actually try to call him back and approach the people together. And then he said, because all my puppy actually wants is to love. When he's at home, all he does is snuggle, eat, and sleep. And then we go on walks and he's happy jumping around, being his masterful self. So the banter went on and we had a beautiful time. And eventually we both wished each other a wonderful day. And I got a lot of snuggles and hugs with the dog. And I walked on and I thought, my, what a blessing. Am I glad I'm on this walk? That is really, what a beautiful start of the day. Meeting love on four paws and then meeting love packed in a super, super big muscular man and all he's is pudding. He's pure pudding. He's so gentle. Pure gentleness. And I walked on that walk and thinking about my meeting with the two of them. And then I looked out on the river and I saw a bit of rubbish in the river. It was like an old pet bottle. And for a moment I thought, oh, what a shame. And then I somehow, it just passed by for a moment. I could let the thought go. And then I realized that the pet bottle had caught itself in something else. And the something else was a bird's nest. And it stood about two hands out of the middle of the river, beautifully built. And on top of it was sitting one of these black river birds with the white hood on. And the bird moved a little bit and then I realized that it had just hatched its first babies. The babies had just come out of the egg. So it was all very excited and nervous. And it was talking constantly to these little chicks. It was so lovely to see. And the little chicks were just like a ping pong ball. Pure fluff. And I just stood there and actually took a video of it. And I would like to look at it if you can actually see the details of the scene. And so my walk went on and I turned around and had a beautiful meditation walk back to the house and I arrived at the house again and I thought, I'm going to talk about this in my lecture today. As a master, I live in divine order. For that's for me, a beautiful experience of living, being the master self that I am. I choose to be here. I choose to be right now in Leicester. I choose to enjoy this town because it's actually a beautiful town. I choose to make it mine. As the master, that's my creation. And I choose to enjoy it full-heartedly. And I did do that in my walk this morning. Because in the world I create for myself, everything is open. We listened to a talk just before we started our lecture here. And we worked on copying talks from the University of Healing homepage where you can find all the talks existing about the philosophy we share from the uni. And we practice to actually be able to copy the talks on a computer so we are able to listen to the talks without using internet. So it's totally free. And we got into a bit of discussion about the web page, about how to protect the web page so nobody can reach it that shouldn't. But you see, the web page, the home page of the uni does not need protection. Because the whole concept of the web page is to share and give out the philosophy, share what we believe in. So we were so happy to be able to click on a talk and actually copy it on any computer and be able to listen to it. The web page is still in a reasonable way under a system that it stays in its original purity and integrity. So not everything under the sun flows into it, but all that's on it can flow out. And I think that's what we do as a master. You know, everything around us exists. Everything is there. The master chooses to flow out from inside. And that flow is continuous. That flow is in every single thing I do during the day. I don't want to call it a protection field that nothing that doesn't belong to me comes in, because that doesn't exist. But when the flow is so strong, the outward flow of who I am, my belief in myself, that's the master shift, the belief in myself, who I am, and living it, then there's no room for things flowing in which I choose not to experience. And I think, yeah, and that's just what I got out of my walk this morning, and about our computer work. So that was actually very significant what we did on the computer, see, Bill, how we copied the talks off. Because from the Uni homepage, all flows out. It's meant to go, flow out, and be shared, not to hold back. And that's the beauty, and that's the master. It just keeps flowing. And there's so much more to come from where that comes from, that source. That's the master living in this world. And then we come back to and not of this world. Because it's all flowing out from that inner masterful self. And that's what I call is the master living in divine order. Because then it's a natural flow. And we're automatically in charge of what we enjoy to experience. You see, because I choose my adventures. There is maybe, I'm not sure how big Leicester is, how many thousands of people live here. And everybody chooses what is their heart's delight. What really makes them happy. Like when I, on my way to the walk along the river, you see, that's my happiness, that makes me happy. I passed by a gymnasium, and there were lots of people in the gymnasium. And I realized later on when going around the block there that the gymnasium actually belongs also to a huge building next to it where the students can rent beautiful rooms. When they rent those rooms, they're free to choose the gymnasium. And for a student, that's a huge blessing. And I realized, for them, it makes them happy. That's their masterful self. So they naturally choose what is beneficial to them. So if they rent a room in this building and there's a photo of the rooms, they're gorgeous. They can actually go into gym. And at that moment I understood, because I thought all of you could be down by the river and walk that river and do the same thing while being out in nature. But you see, that's me. For me, living my mastership, that's a blessing. For me, that's where I express the peace and balance that I am. For these people which I see on the treadmills, these students, for them, that's how they express it. So we all express in our very own way. The trick is to actually do it. Go for it and do it and live it. It wouldn't help me if I would go in the gym just because it's there, while my inner self actually says, did you see the river? Go for a walk by the river. Go for a walk by the river. And I go, yeah, but everybody else goes to the gym. They're having so much fun. They are having fun because it's how they express their mastership in that life. But my lead goes down to the river. And all I can talk about is how I experience the river and how that for me is peace and balance. And they, if they would give that talk, would probably express what I'm saying now through my walk this morning while sitting on a, don't know how you call these bikes, where you bike on the spot, and they would talk in their way about the mastership, but still
following their own inner lead and their own heart, their inner voice, and expressing their divinity exactly as it is their way to do it. That's how I see, as a master, I live in divine order. The magic is to find this divine order inside and express it. So after that the walk this morning, I felt like I already had so much joy in my day. Whatever comes next is like an add-on, a top on top of it, blessing, like the icing on the cake. But the cake I already carry inside of me, and now I can let it bubble out and live it. And everything else is just even more magical. So that's my description of, as master, I live in divine order. We have two beautiful ladies in here, which I feel very, very honored.
You said something about find the divine order and walk on it.
Yeah.
How do you find the divine order to walk on it?
You find it by finding who you are. Then you automatically live divine order. What I said with the gym, when I walk by the gym and I feel like I should go in the gym, I should, because that's it's there and it's obviously what it's meant to be done, but my inner self tells me, go for a walk by the river. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. You know, it's, I think, by knowing that inner self and knowing what's the natural flow to express that divine, then I'm automatically in divine order. You're right, all is divine order, the whole picture is. It's me masterfully living in this divine order. And that's how I would describe it. How would you describe, Sibyl, as a master live in divine order? But I turn the mic over to Sibyl. She's on.
All is divine.
Yep.
And I am divine.
Yep.
All is divine order.
Mm-hmm.
And I am divine order. So, being divine and being divine order, everything I do is in divine order.
Mm-hmm.
I am God. All is God. All my activities are God directed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it is all in divine order.
Mm-hmm.
Everything being in divine order, there must be balance, there must be harmony, there must be perfect understanding,
mm-hmm.
because it is God in action all the time. There is no moment of distraction because you are focused on who you are, being who you are, acting who you are, God in action, in order. So there is orderliness.
That's what I mean. You acting who you are.
Yes.
It's like when you told the story about you meeting Sam and Sam asking you to marry you. Remember what you said to us? You made it very clear to say to Sam that you have to follow your own heart. You have to be able to be free to step by step follow your own heart. Remember that, how you told us?
Yes.
That's what I meant. So you can't follow the lead of somebody else, even though that's all divine order too. But ultimately, it's listening to that inner divine voice inside of you that leads you. And in that, you live that divine order.
Yes.
I don't say there's anything wrong or right. But the harmony and balance, like, you're saying yes to Sam, but you
you couldn't have said yes to Sam if he would have said, you are, have no right to follow your heart. You're doing what I say you do.
You say
right?
Yes at your own condition.
Eben. Yeah, and that's following your own
heart. That's following your own heart.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. And that's the master expressing divine order. There we go. Yeah. Huh, how about that? Christy, would you like to add something?
Yes.
However you feel.
As a master, I'm fully aware that I am divine order.
Yep.
And I live in the awareness, in the consciousness that I am divine order and I'm all is in divine order.
Yep.
Hence, I am divine order from within me. I'm in charge and in control. I rule my world.
Yep.
Knowing and living that I am divine order and I can do anything from divine within me to rule my world.
Mm-hmm. That's it, she says. That's it. Okay. That's us about, as a master, I live in divine order. As a master, I live in divine order. And it is a lot of fun.